Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are we all?
Yeah, good, thank you. So final fields declared for Saturday, and looking at the Vinery Stud Stakes, this Kiwi Filly Prowess. It's won its last four starts. We'll start with Barrier 3 after the scratching comes out. So is the $2.50 favourite when I last checked from Pavitra. Is the market right?
Yeah, I think so, guys. Yeah, it's fascinating. When you look at the margin with Pavitra last time out, it's easy to go, wow, well, why isn't she favourite? But maybe there's a, you know, the market suggesting there's a bit more depth in that New Zealand form. I mean, she did beat the older horses last time out in a Group 1 over there and got such a terrific strike rate already, as you said, Jared, winning her last four and I think 6 of 8 overall. So, obviously, you know, last start when I watched that replay, gee, when challenged the last 50 metres, looked like it was going to go under and then just found a way to fight off the canvas. Looks a real winner. And, yeah, Pavitra's doing nothing wrong, though. Probably didn't beat a great deal at Kembla, and the overall time was pretty solid, though, having said all that. So it's going to be a fascinating battle come Saturday and a bit more work to do on the race today before making a final decision. But, yeah, that was the way the market was definitely trending yesterday towards the Kiwi.
How did Nature Strip look yesterday, Davo?
Yeah, good, Clarkie. J-Mac sort of saying that the best he's felt since Royal Ascot, so that's a big tick for him. I never garner too much out of a track gallop when there's no other horse around and they all look $1 million when they're coming down the straight under a hold. And, yeah, I find them a little bit pointless from a form analyst point of view. And I'm sure they add a lot to the actual course in terms of getting there, getting some nervous energy out and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, until he does it again on race day, I need to see that. Obviously, he's going towards the TJ Smith, trying to win a fourth one of those. And he's been such a good horse for so long, but there's no denying the fact that he's been below his best since returning from Royal Ascot. And, yeah, whether he's the same horse is up for debate and up for, I guess, show in the TJ. I'm sure if he runs below par there, they might look at, sort of retiring the champ. But, yeah, I guess he gets another chance. He's fit and healthy and looking good. So we'll wait and see how that pans out in the TJ Smith.
Geez, I see Gold Trip's been well back in the Tankard Stakes this weekend.
Yeah, he has, Loz. Look, he's going to appreciate the 2,400 metres and a bit of rain about. Certainly won't hurt his chances if we get a bit more rain. So, yeah, look, probably one of sort of three or four main hopes there being at Way for Age. There's a lot of horses there that aren't well off, and him being one of those. So we know how good he is on his day. I thought he could have done a bit more last start all the same against Dubai Honor last weekend. I know it wasn't the thing. Like, if it was a good three, I'd be giving him more of a forgive, but the track was more like a soft five. I thought they put a little bit too much water on it, and it actually meant that it was quite soft and not like a proper good track. So with that in mind, I thought he could have done a little bit more. Saying all that, we know he loves 2,400 metres and he's going to appreciate the backup there. So he's going to need a bit to go right from that gate. He's going to get a fair way back. But I think they took one bet, the tab of 20 grand on him. And overall, he's been well supported into favouritism.
Shane Dyer has been interviewed for the News Corp publications and had some things to say about big jockeys riding midweek, particularly at carnival times, Davo.
Yeah, well, I suppose this is a bit off the back of Ben Mellon talking about fatigue and things like that. I don't know if we can make the argument too much in relation to the James McDonalds and whatnot of the world. I mean, particularly for what he's saying, riding one meeting a week, I'm not sure if, you know, they've got other obligations, sure, during the week, but I think riding two meetings a week's fair, and I think it's more from the case of, you know, if he gets hurt or if he gets suspended, as we saw there a few weeks back, and he was lucky to get that suspension reduced from the midweeks to be able to ride Animo and Co. Last weekend. But, yeah, I mean, look, I've never been a jockey, so it's hard for me to really put myself in J-Mac's shoes, but I would have thought that riding on Wednesday would give him a bit of momentum, and I think maybe riding one meeting a week, I'm not sure that's would be the best sort of lead-in for a Group 1 meeting. I'm not sure if you'd feel a bit rusty or whatnot, but I would suggest having, you know, at least that Wednesday meeting to keep things ticking over and whatnot might be the best thing during carnival times. That would be the other side of the argument for mine, but respecting what Shane Dyer's saying.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
You too, guys. Cheers.